This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now. Apparently, Magnum Force is a movie from which a man's got to know his limitations came from. I always love that phrase because, you know, you're not everybody's good at everything, and you can't always try to get out of your lane and do stuff you don't do or you don't do particularly well. Just do what you do and try to do it as best as you can. With that, we welcome in Will Green, President and CEO of the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, or as it's otherwise known, LABI. How you doing, Will?
Tommy, good morning. I'm doing well.
Tell me about the reaction of LABI to the election last week, or the, I guess it was an election last week, whatever you call it. Yeah. The referendum?
So, Tommy, yeah, so Constitutional Amendment number 2, obviously we supported Constitutional Amendment number 2 as a mechanism to continue to move our state forward. And so the results, obviously, a little disappointing, but, I do want to remind the listeners that Constitutional Amendment number 2's passage notwithstanding, we still, and the legislators and leadership still made transformative tax reform over the special session. They repealed the franchise tax in Louisiana. We were one of 15 states with a franchise tax. They lowered corporate income tax. We had one of the highest corporate income tax rates in the South, flattened and lowered personal income tax rates. Modernized our tax code to include digital goods. And so as a result of all of that, the Tax Foundation, which is a nationally respected ranking firm that ranks states' tax climates, is predicting that we'll go from about 42nd in the national rankings down into the 20s, which is a major, major step. And so, you know,
that's with the amendment failing, you're telling me, Will. Right.
That's the amendment notwithstanding. And so we did not need the amendment in order to improve our rankings because, like I said, the amendment had nothing to do with lowering corporate, lowering personal, and getting rid of the franchise tax and really, really modernizing our tax code. Now, it was disappointing in the sense that one of the big legs of our complicated and we think one of the things that disincentivizes growth and investment here in Louisiana is the inventory tax. We're one of 9 states that fully taxes inventory. And Saturday, had the amendment passed, it would have given parishes, local governments, the opportunity to opt out of the inventory tax as a way to attract more investment to their region. And so, unfortunately, we're going to have to go back to the drawing board and figure out a way responsibly to get out of the inventory tax.
Is that something that could be maybe put on the ballot in and of itself, just by itself, to eliminate the inventory tax?
So I think, you know, that's what was so interesting about Saturday. And I've been in Monroe, Shreveport, Bossier. I'm in Lake Charles today, and I've talked to a lot of businesses and a lot of people. And, you know, there was so much support for a lot of what was in the constitutional amendment. And I think that there was just a couple of things in it that had really nothing to do with the major, major policies that we needed to move the state forward that really ended up, I think, ultimately sinking the amendment. And so I think that the legislatures that I've talked to, they want to look and see, okay, what did have the broad support? What did people understand? What were they generally supportive of? How can we pull those pieces out of the what was in that constitutional amendment and bring it back before the people and get it passed?
When it comes to insurance and business and industry, and be it storm protection for businesses or auto insurance, that seems to me to be as important as tax climate. Maybe I'm wrong. Compare and contrast for me, Will, and how would you go about even beginning to fix that in the legislative session?
Tommy, it's the number one issue, and by far the number one issue. I mean, I saw a poll recently. It's insurance is the number one issue for Louisiana citizens. It has been for a number of years now, addressing our insurance crisis. We're among the highest cost states in the country for car insurance, and we just recently polled our members. It's the number one issue for our business and industry members in Louisiana, and so we have got to address our insurance crisis, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel, Tommy. We can look at what states like Florida has done. Look at Governor DeSantis in 2022 and 23. He went and aggressively addressed insurance reform to make their litigation climate more fair, more predictable, and more stable. And as a result, you're seeing him go around Florida right now talking about insurance carriers are coming back to the state, they're writing policies, and insurance rates are going down. To duplicate that effort, Governor Kemp in Georgia, he went down to the Capitol this session and he said, we are not losing Coca-Cola, Delta, and Chick-fil-A. They are not going to leave this state. And he said, I want tort reform and I want aggressive tort reform. And they passed aggressive tort reform this past session. We have to do that same thing here if we don't want our small businesses, our truckers, our manufacturers to flee the state. And I'm telling you, I talked to a business owner yesterday morning over in Bossier, and she has a trucking company, and she said she's had to relocate most of her business to Oklahoma because she cannot afford insurance. And so we have to do something like Florida and Georgia's done to bring insurance carriers back to the market, to write here with certainty and predictability. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. Let's do things like Florida and Georgia have done. Let's pass medical transparency. Let's repeal the Housley presumption. Let's pass modified comparative fault. These are things that other states have done, and we need to do them too.
We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but there does have to be a will, because there is certainly a way. I doubt that there's the will, but we'll see what happens. Let me take a break. When we come back, you know, Will, tariffs is the word of the day and of the week, and we'll talk about Louisiana Association of Business and Industry and your thoughts on tariffs that have been proposed, that have been placed on the president, and then the counter tariffs, etc. Will Green, president and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We'll talk tariffs when we come back. 822 traffic, WWL. 826 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Will Green, president and CEO of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. We've already talked about tax climate, about the rankings of Louisiana. We talked about insurance. Now let's talk about tariffs, Will, and how what's going on with Louisiana Association of Business and Industry, how your members are feeling about it, thoughts, hopes, dreams, fears. Jump in where you feel comfortable.
So, look, it's tariffs are in general the idea, right? And we support the idea, the general long term idea of onshoring and reshoring, right? And we certainly also support the idea of the president and his goals to secure the border and create free trade agreements and stop the stealing of intellectual property. I mean, these are all certainly things that the business community and that my members certainly support. But, you know, tariffs are a tax. I mean, they are a tax. And when we talk about taxes, we talk about competing in a global marketplace, you know, our members rely on fair, open, and predictable commercial trade rules. And so, unfortunately, it's, you know, these tariffs have created a lot of uncertainty and a lot of unpredictability and a lot of instability right now. And that's also, you know, that's a tremendous challenge. And onshoring and reshoring, they take time. And so, you know, I've got some of my members that will, you know, could certainly benefit from this. Some that could withstand some short-term pain for some long-term gain. Some that it's going to be a tremendous challenge for. We're polling our members now. We're trying to find out the impacts. You know, the announcement with some, with exactly what the president had in mind just dropped, you know, recently, as you know, Tommy. And so So there's a lot to unpack. We're working with our, you know, our national partners. We're talking to our members, but ultimately there's a lot of uneasiness right now.
So when it comes to long-term gain, short-term pain, I know sometimes, you know, it's economic displacement. Is this going to affect some businesses that won't be able to stick around long enough for the long-term gain?
Well, we certainly hope not. I mean, you know, you certainly hope that the businesses, you know, the long-term gain certainly is that we, you know, we bring jobs here. We stop the, you know, the stealing of our technology. We make quality products here in America and in Louisiana. Like, and we promote, you know, the steel manufacturing plant that just came here to Louisiana. And, you know, we don't have, you know, we had the crisis in with COVID where we didn't have chip manufacturing plants here in Louisiana. And so the car market, you know, almost came to a halt. You know, and so we certainly hope not. That's something we're going to be talking to our members about and seeing how we can support them as much as we can.
Thank you, Will. Appreciate your time. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Tommy.
Will Green, President and CEO of LABI, Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. And make no mistake about it, the business of Tommy Tucker and WWL First News is business. No, seriously, business makes the world go around. I know you got to help those that can't help themselves and everything else, but I think sometimes business gets a bad name and people don't realize that stuff doesn't just happen. Speaking of business, we'll talk with Walt Leger when we come back, president and CEO of New Orleans & Company. New Orleans area restaurants could finally start getting Michelin stars. We'll explain and also talk about what's coming up for the city. Time now for WWL First News.